Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment. Become the very breath of Jesus, so that we might be once again remade. Open our eyes to see life itself and love. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In the beginning of all things, the Holy God planted a garden, a natural temple with blossoming trees and racing rivers and mud, plenty of mud. Like an overgrown child, the triune God delighted in mud. Standing in the midst of this beautiful garden, he reached down into that wet soil and began to roll the mud between his fingers, grinning with delight. A little ball appeared, and then another little sort of bit onto the ball, and four more bits, and then he grins as he pinches out a nose, and then with a pinky digs out two eyes, and with his thumb carves a mouth. And then the Almighty himself bends low and blows his spirit's life into the little clay nostrils and mouth. And the little mud man in his hand sits up, coughs out some dust, looks at his arms and legs as they shimmer into flesh and bone, stands up on his 10 toes, and the Lord God takes this new little mud man and places him there in the temple garden. The mud man skips and hops with delight before the Lord God. My little priest, says the Lord God, my little priest in this temple garden, guard this garden and keep it safe. Till the soil and keep away any enemies from this sacred space. But of course we know the story. The little mud priests, freshly breathed into, fails in his mission. He allows the snake, the one of cunning, the regular dragon, to breeze about through those trees as they blossom, and to hiss and whisper into his little clay ears. Snaky words. God is holding back from you. The Lord God does not give you every good thing. He is not blazing love. He is a selfish, petty, clouded-brow tyrant who holds back the good for himself that he knows you should enjoy. And the little mud priest believes the dragon. And the cosmic temple shatters. And the mud man begins to dry up and dust away. Eden is lost. But the words of the snake, the dragon, continue through the centuries, those smooth words. We've all heard that hiss in our own dirt ears. God is keeping back good things from you. God is not blazing holy love. God is a selfish, petty, clouded-brow tyrant who clings to his power and would keep you from all good things. Several years ago, I had one of my parishioners come into my study up in Iowa. This man sat down in my swivel office chair tilted his cap back, put his hands behind his head, stretched a few times, and proceeded to talk with me for a couple hours, gesturing, laughing. We talked about life. We talked about death. We talked about everything. A couple of times, he gave out a nervous giggle. Quite literally a giggle. Well, you just kind of do your best. And you just kind of hope the chips fall in the right way for you. Hope God's happy. 10 minutes later. Yeah, you know, we've all done things. You know, I've done things I'm not proud of. But I don't know. You know, you just kind of hope when you get there, God's okay with you. Somewhere the snake had been hissing, whispering. God is not really holy blazing love. God is not interested in forgiving you. God is a selfish, petty tyrant, a clouded brow one at that, and he would hold back this good thing from you. You cannot be sure if he really forgives you. The whisper of the snake in our mud ears. I had a friend of mine also, in a similar situation, sat down over spaghetti at a restaurant in Montana with a parishioner. I didn't do anything wrong. Not my fault. No, I'm good. Scandalous person who had sinned greatly in his church. I'm not to blame. But Mike, remember what you did. You need to repent. No, I'm good. It's not my fault. It's your fault. Once again, the snake whispering, hissing in little clay ears. You can be self-made. You can decide what's right and wrong. God holds back good things from you. The whisper of the snake. But of course, the snake has always lied about the Lord God, the creator of all things. Our gospel reading this morning, in fact, sets this on display. A recreation, a moment of new life. Once again, the holy God delights to play with mud. Jesus, standing in the middle of this upper room temple garden, pulls up some of that fresh, wet earth and begins to roll it between his palms. Peace be with you. Little round ball, and then a bit more, and then four more bits, repeating the process again and again, and then pinching out a multitude of noses, carving out eyes with his pinky, and then flick of the wrist for each mouth. And then Jesus gathering all of these lumps of clay together, breathes upon them. Just as the Father sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. And 11 little mud men sit up, cough out a bit of dust, stand up on their 10 toes, and now dance, skip, and hop before their Lord in joy. Jesus smiles. Keep my garden safe, my temple safe. Safe, till the soil, my new little priests. Keep away the dragon, the snake, and proclaim the goodness of God. Whoever's sins you remit, they are remitted. And whoever's sins you retain, are retained. In this moment, Jesus breathes life upon his church. Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit and the Spirit's gift of love and witness into the lives of those 11 apostles. Jesus breathes upon them in that upper room, filling them, these little bits of mud and clay, with new life and new gift to protect and to preserve new creation in this world, to bear witness to what Jesus is doing. In that upper room, Jesus breathes upon his church. He breathes upon us, for we are there in that moment as well. A kingdom of priests, a coterie of those who proclaim good news. As I said in my study all those years ago, with the man laughing and giggling with nerves, Jesus breathed upon me. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Whoever sins you remit, they are remitted, and whoever sins you retain are retained. Into my little mud nostrils and mouth, the Spirit of God came. And I did something I had never done before as a Reformed pastor. Before I prayed with this individual, I looked him in the eye and I pointed my finger at him and I said, I need to tell you something. Jesus forgives you. Jesus forgives you. Jesus has put me here in this place to tell you that your sins are forgiven. Not just sins are forgiven, but your sins are forgiven. Whoever sins you remit, they are remitted. And the tears just billowed out of his eyes. He melted before me. You don't know how much I needed to hear that. And I took his hands and we prayed. God breathes on us to combat the hissing of the snake, to protect the garden. God is true, good, and beautiful. God is love and life. Holy, blazing love of forgiveness. My friend in Montana, sitting in that Italian restaurant, you need to repent, my friend. You need to repent. You are trying to live on your own and not in the life of God, and you are running towards death. Whoever sins you retain, they are retained. This is the meaning, of course, of Jesus' words. We bring Jesus with us, the Spirit breathed into us. And to some, that love is joy. But to others, that love is torment because they are determined to stand on their own two feet. Jesus breathes upon us, breathes into all of our nostrils, little clay nostrils and little mud mouths. It's not just priests like me. Yes, I'm the institutional expression of priests. And yes, in our ordinal, we pray as a priest is made that the Holy Spirit would come upon them, right? As I laid out in the little chapel, St. Mary's Chapel in the Church of Holy Communion, and all the clergy gathered around me and the bishop prayed that the Creator Spirit, Jesus, would breathe on me quite literally that I might announce the good news of Jesus authoritatively, remit sins and retain them. Yes, institutionally, I'm a priest. But there's also a sense in which every one of us sitting here as those who are baptized into Jesus Christ share in the priesthood of all believers. All of us bear Christ, as St. Paul would say, in earthen vessels. And we can say to one another, to those around us, God is good. Don't listen to the hissing whisper. God is holy, blazing love. And your sins are forgiven. And you, yes, you need to repent. Sisters and brothers, Jesus is breathing upon you this morning. Breathing into your mud nostrils, into your little mud mouths. You're sitting up, coughing out a little puff of dust. And now you are called to arise and walk in this garden with the news that God is good and God is love. Whoever sins you remit, they are remitted. And whoever sins you retain, they are retained. Hear the call, O little mud priests. Give thanks and share it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.